Hey, Internet, welcome back to the Mind Vector Podcast.
If you're a returning listener and would like to support the podcast, give us a like and a subscribe.
And if you'd like to share your thoughts, leave them on our YouTube, BitChute, or Facebook. So you go ahead with what you were about to say.
No, I was cursing at my fucking, my Feedly, because it refreshed. I was reading something. I was like, son of a bitch. I pulled it. You know, it does a pull to refresh. But yeah, I was looking at the Kobe Bryant shit. And, looks like they've recovered the wreckage for the most part.
Yeah. So far, from what I've read, there's no confirmed reason for the crash right now.
Yeah, no. What I read was that the guy was a good, I mean, he was a good pilot. It was just that he got clearance for flying in bad weather because there was so much fog. And then, well, shit just hit the fan after that. But he was like 8,000 and up in his logged hours. So,
yeah, I heard just that a
freak accident.
I heard reports too that it was going really fast. So that was probably them, unfortunately, crashing out of the sky. Some guy was talking about the max speed for that type of helicopter and said it was going a bit faster. And someone else that was a witness said that they could hear the helicopter actually struggling a bit. So. It's been interesting, though, because there has been a couple different takes on the whole Kobe thing. I first heard about it in this group I'm in on Facebook. So, I'm not into sports at all, but I knew who Kobe Bryant was. But I heard about his death in a Facebook group, and this guy posted it, and one of the first responses was he a Republican?
Because it was a Republican group, right? So they were like, how is this relevant?
Yeah, basically. So, it was interesting to see, like, everybody's take on it, because it was fresh, and eventually it was going to be how people naturally started to react, but...
Yeah, I gasped. I was like, what?
They asked if...
Caught me off guard, yeah.
They asked if he was a Republican or not, and it was... Actually, no one actually knew, and I'm like, you know, that's actually refreshing nowadays to not know someone's political standing, especially an athlete or a celebrity.
The Kaepernick guy. That was the Nike guy that I couldn't remember.
And we couldn't remember? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the next
knee guy, he's all political and shit, so everybody's like, shut up and play.
The next thing that people went into is I think they got upset that a lot of people didn't know who Kobe Bryant was, which that's... It blows people's mind if you're just not into sports and you don't keep up with them. Like, I don't know, same thing even with politics to a degree too. There's so many actors in sports and politics. It's really hard to keep up with all of them and their histories and the things they do, things they think and stuff. So at some point it's almost like Pokemon cards when people start talking about them. It's like I don't trading thoughts on them and shit.
Yeah, you know, some people are more into, like, the Kardashians and trash TV and the fucking Jersey Shore. Other people are into celebrities, and some people are into sports. Some people are into politics.
Yeah.
I'm not a sports fan. Like, I don't follow any teams or anything, so I'm not.
I used to be into WWE when I was... Well, it was WWF back when I was growing up. Now it's WWE.
What's his name? Stone Cold Steve Austin?
I remember that. I think that was, like, the first time I saw it. I was, like, really young. I was probably, like, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 or something like that. And the first time I saw it was late at night. It was a replay. Didn't have cable until I was a teenager. So it was a replay that they would do on Saturday. I think it was, I don't know what they call that show, because they always rename when the WWE episodes air. Like, I think SmackDown used to be like during the week and Raw was either Sunday or Monday, but this was a Saturday, and the first one I saw was Stone Cold breaking into a hospital, and I think he was beating an old man with a metal tray, and I'm like, wow, this is horrible.
He the one that used to do like that cross arm like suck it thing?
Stone Cold?
Yeah.
No, that was, you're probably thinking of X-Pac.
Oh, that's why he does it, because it's X.
Yeah.
But he does it, like, at his crotch.
Stone Cold was the bald dude who used to kick people in the chest, and he had this move called the Stone Cold Stunner. He would kick people in the chest and then put his shoulder and arm around their neck and fall to the ground. And kids would, like, be in the hospital left and right seeing that and trying to imitate it. Because they're just dislocating necks and shit when they pull that off. But yeah, that was Stone Cold. First time I saw it was basically Stone Cold coming into the hospital and beating Vince McMahon with a metal tray. And I'm like, oh, that poor old guy. But I got addicted after. Well, I got addicted a bit later. I was addicted to, I think everybody was when they were younger. It's where The Rock and a lot of actors come out of WWE now.
That was also back then before everybody had, like, on-demand services. Like, you had to make the time to sit down and watch it, and everybody would just gather and watch it. It was like a thing. It was a whole fucking thing.
Yeah, sure.
There was no, like, on-demand service that you could just record it or watch it later or whenever or binge it.
I never did the pay-per-view thing. It was too cheap for that. But when I was younger, my mom had a friend who had... She was really into it, so... For like a month or so, we'd go to her house and watch the pay-per-view specials. I think they would split it. So, yeah, it was definitely an event back when WWE used to come on when I was a kid. Then it was always
or even just like after school shows.
I remember being really young and everyone's like, is it real? Is it fake? When you're like, you know, five or six, no one knows. Then you get older. It's like, oh, okay, this is kind of like redneck theater. But it was still good though. Like, I fucking loved it.
It's still
like
entertaining as hell, yeah. People beating each other up.
Yeah,
I mean, still that's basically half of YouTube. That's half of YouTube now.
Yeah, it's like WorldStar except more lights in a stadium.
Did you ever watch Bum Fights?
No.
Have you ever heard of that? Oh God, they got they had to disband or whatever. They got sued or some shit because they would basically exploit bums on the street and pay them or, you know. Give them drugs or alcohol and shit, and they like get them to fight each other or do like crazy stunt shit.
Give and it was all bums. Incentive to fight each other.
Yeah, yeah. And there was this one dude on there called Rufus. Oh man, this shit was funny.
Was he like a champion? Did he have like a trash belt?
He was an old fuck. He was old, and he would do this thing where he was like, what the fuck would he say? He'd be like, yeah, get your dick sucked. Like a pig. It was crazy. It was so fucking funny.
People started,
but it was like wild. It was some wild shit.
Yeah, people like watching fights and stuff like that. There was, I don't know what he was in. I don't know if Kimbo Slice was.
It was kind of like that. It was kind of like that, but with like alcoholic druggies.
Like him, he started off just doing like fights in backyards and stuff, and people would report that because people like to see it. So. Beauty of
he
capitalism.
Died, right?
Yeah, I think he died a couple years back. I don't remember when, but he died.
But he also did, like, he actually went into some UFC fights, I think.
Yeah, he actually made it professionally, so.
He won some shit, yeah. Damn.
Yeah. I probably would have watched UFC when I was younger if I had cable back then. UFC is actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
But.
There's some dudes that just watch it for the feet.
What do you mean?
Well, the women's UFC division, right?
Oh, okay.
Like, why would a guy watch women fight? Who wants to watch women fight? That's like not, I don't know. I don't think that would be sexy to men. But I know somebody that was just watching.
I don't know, when women fight, they start ripping off clothes, so it's not long before there's nudity. There's actually one.
Yeah, but it's not serious fighting.
You ever heard of the Legends Football League? I think that's what it's called. It used to be called Lingerie Football League.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually met a couple of those girls one night.
Oh, wow.
They were cool. They were real cool.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, really? I was like trying to get wrap my mind around it. Like, you play football, but you're in like lingerie? But yeah.
Yeah, I stumbled on that on YouTube, and I'm not interested in football really at all. But there was something about that.
A little bit of something in there for everybody, even the sports fan.
So I don't know if they, I'm sure they probably don't have like a sexy version of UFC. It's probably just women fighting. So
no, they're serious. They train for years for that shit. They're not being,
that's legit.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Who watches women fight? Because do they ever put them like against each other, like the men, like a dude versus a girl? Like, I don't think they would do that.
Well,
she'd get her ass kicked.
depends on what they identify as.
Oh, man. So. Well, people are going back on their word on that. They're changing their minds and detransitioning. But yeah, there's like a huge community of detransitioned people who are speaking out against the whole thing. And like the dangers of children at such a young age, given that most people who are detransitioning started to transition later in adulthood. So if they're putting it down as like, no, don't do it, then you know it's bad.
Yeah, because they've actually lived it. So The thing is, it's kind of counterintuitive to the whole narrative. People don't really know how to respond to those situations because they want to be supportive of the people they care about, but at the same time, it's like they may not be thinking about everything that they're getting into.
So. Yeah, they're not thinking ahead at like the consequences. They're just like in the moment, like, oh yeah, you should do what makes you happy, and like egging them on when it may not be the right thing ultimately.
Do you know any trans people?
I mean, I'm sure there are some that have transitioned by now, but back when I was in high school, I went to like a very predominantly gay high school. It was an art school, so it was slim pickings for the straight girls there. Let me tell you, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure a lot of them ended up, you know, going trans or whatever, but. Yeah. I don't know anybody in my personal life that I speak to, but
I mean, go on.
I was listening to Dr. Drew podcast recently, and he kind of touched on homosexuality and like discovering that period. He said that sometimes kids will mistake affection for another person, like a friend of the same sex, as like attraction, like sexual feelings. Like they can't really distinguish it, or they get confused about it. Like, why am I feeling this way about this person? He's like, I'm straight, you know. It just, so they begin to like question their sexuality, and then it's a confusing time. But he says that a lot of kids seem to have trouble distinguishing those feelings, warmth for the same sex, and then ultimately end up questioning their sexuality.
Yeah.
So it's weird. The developmental ages are just tough. All those hormones.
I imagine it is, because everything's confusing when you're that young. When you're four or five, the world's brand new and you're trying to make sense of it. And most of us, I'd say probably 99% of us, never really make sense of the world. It's just lots going on. But
And at four and five, it's like, why? I mean, they don't even really be even thinking about that, you know? It's like, yeah, you're a kid. Exactly. You're tiny. You're years away from even needing to worry about it.
Yeah, like,
just be a kid.
That too. I feel like it's giving the kids another thing to worry about too early.
Yeah.
Because even the other kids, they're probably not going to know what's going on there, and they're too young to really, you know, say anything about you either, so.
I don't know. What are they gonna?
I don't know. Why
what good does it do us as a society to have a bunch of little trans kids running around?
Yeah, even in Buddhism, they touch on that issue. I don't remember what the Pali word was, but I think Buddha at that time at least, they just called them lady boys. Uh-huh. So, which is actually kind of funny, because nowadays if you say it too, it's funny because the term is just carried so well over the generations.
It stands the test of time.
Yeah, but it's one of those things that I've seen monks that I've watched online get asked about trans issues or whatever, and for the most part, one of the funniest ones that I heard, the Jean Braum answer was that it really doesn't matter, because if you're a monk anyway, you're supposed to be celibate, so
yeah,
and everybody wears the same robe, so it's nothing really to do.
Do the women shave their heads too? Like, are there women monks, or is that not?
Yeah, there's women monks. Depending on the language differences, like the word for monk is bhikkhu, and I think the word for female monk is like I'm gonna mess up the pronunciation, Bikuni or something like that. Mm. I always remember it because it looks kind of like bikini. But yeah, that's what they call the female monks, and sometimes just to make it easier on Westerners, they'll call them nuns. So, but yeah, they like that video I showed you. That was the video that started it all. Like my rabbit hole into Buddhism was through Rubina Cordon. So,
Shit, I forgot to watch that.
I figured.
But yeah, I would have said something. But yeah. So they don't care about the trans stuff. They're just like, we're monks. You're not supposed to be doing
that. Well, I mean, even comedians have pointed that out nowadays. It's like, it's kind of an overblown thing since it's only like, what, 2% of the population?
Yes. So exactly. It's such a tiny, tiny percentage of.
I remember when I was at, well, my second to last job, I remember one of my coworkers, she was kind of social justice worry, and she brought that up once when she found that I was I was on the right. She asked how I felt about trans issues, and you know, to me it was one of those things like I don't really know what issues they have. Like as far as I know, it's just which toilet do I use and who's gonna pay for all this. Which,
yeah, like from their personal point of view.
Yeah, as far as it being like a social issue, to me I don't really think most social issues are all that. It's not something that the government can legislate a fix for. Yeah. Because if they want people to pretend that they're women as well, then that's not going to work either.
Like, no, you can't force people to think.
Kind of run into the issue on dating sites because I don't know why, but I get a lot of trans people and don't hate them or anything. Really don't care what they want to do.
Yeah, it's like, do you, whatever. But it's not for me, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I've said I'm straight, so I don't know how clear I could be on that type of thing, but
yeah.
I knew one guy who went down that road, and but you know, like you said, I think it's kind of interesting because they wind up in a situation where they don't really get too much diverse feedback on what this could mean for them.
Mm-hmm.
For one, you know, women tend to be higher in agreeability, so if that's the propaganda at the time, and they're also more prone to being around women, the women are just going to echo it back to them. Like you said, in the whole dancing school or art school or whatever situation. So it kind of creates like, I don't want to say echo chamber, but it basically creates a room where they're being supportive and no one's thinking.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, yeah, go for it. And anyway, with this guy, I had met him through his wife, and he was a cool dude and everything. You know, I wished him the best and everything. No, don't have any bad blood with him or anything. Haven't really spoken to him after the whole thing. And, you know, I also have, like, some of my gamer friends who went that route, too. And I treat them exactly the same. I just don't play the pronoun game with them. Mm-hmm. And I get it if they don't want to be around me because of that. I totally understand. Like, as a libertarian, I support voluntary association. I don't see a reason to want someone who doesn't like you to be around you. So that's kind of my take on it. But anyway, with him, he told us about it after his wife discovered it. His wife went in the apartment earlier. We were all outside. His wife goes back in the apartment and found all these pictures of him dressed in her clothes, basically, and some other female clothes, and she had no clue what it was or whatever, and she's like, what the hell is this? And, you know, he came out and said that, oh, he's actually trans or whatever, and they had just gotten married like 3 months.
God damn.
So.
That's kind of something you want to fucking figure out before you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you rope somebody into a potential, you know, future and aspirations and shit. You know that I don't like that. I don't like it.
Yeah, that was essentially my thoughts too. Is like, why not, you know, just bring that up with your partner before you marry them or whatever. That, hey, I've had some concerns about this, but like I said, people don't really like to talk to each other, have that much of a genuine conversation because.
Yeah, but that's.
So it's just kind of a it's because it sounds like it's it's rare, but it manifests in different ways through people in different ways. But anyway, going back to that case specifically, like, it is something he should have brought up, but at the same time, I think he did say that he was trying to suppress it, and then it just got to a point where he felt like he didn't see a reason to anymore. And I don't know if he said it was because he felt like his insurance was going to help a bit with it. So that's kind of one of those cases where it's interesting because, you know, I hope that everything's going okay with him and what he chose to do, but
I don't find that likely. But
but that's kind of one of those cases where if you've kind of enabled it in a way. So now he had a means and he went ahead and went with it. And when she first told me about it, I thought she was just joking because, you know, I know couples that like to tease each other or whatever. So when she sent me this text late at night saying that this is what had happened, I totally thought she was messing with me. So it actually took a couple of weeks before I saw them again. And then they told me in real life. I'm like, oh, okay. So this is real.
So they figured out a way to like live with it. Like she was she okay
tried
with
to.
It.
She tried to when stuff got worse. So his personality changed. So he was kind of acting differently.
Like a female.
Yeah. Basically being more catty and stuff. So, you know, gays and females tend to get catty with each other.
But yeah, I've never understood why women make friends with gay dudes. Because she's going to go after your boyfriend. So, I don't know. I just always felt that way.
I mean, if it's a straight guy, she has nothing to worry about, so.
Yeah, that too.
That's only if her boyfriend is in the closet or something like that, so.
I mean, it's happened to me, like, at parties and shit, and
you lost it did not go well. No.
Like the guy was hitting on my man, and my man was like, "You don't come near me, I will kick your fucking ass," kind of thing.
In that situation, I don't know, my friend that did go through that whole thing, I mean, he was pretty cool about it early on. He said he wasn't going to force us to do the whole pronoun thing, and now they call it dead naming. So if you call someone by their new name and they're changing the name that they choose to identify with, they will call it dead naming. Some places want to make it like a hate crime, meaning you can have the government someone take your money or throw you in prison and yada yada.
Oh, up in Canada?
Yeah. So,
well, that's how Jordan Peterson got all famous, because he was against it. Compelled speech, I guess, is what it was called.
Yeah, compelled speech isn't free speech, so yeah, and he's absolutely right. Like, Dave Chappelle, he gets a lot of flack about it too, because he's even said, like, to what degree should everyone else have to kind of participate in their worldview? So,
and the delusion.
And their delusion, yeah.
Because it was seen as a mental illness back in psychology back in the day. I mean, and I don't know. I'm not up to date on what their stance is on it anymore. But it fits. It's a delusion. It's not fact. So yeah, and like therapy settings and like family therapy, if you have multiple patients and there's one that's more wonky or like exhibiting, like, I don't know, OCD or something, the therapist will actually tell the rest to not play into the whatever the intrusive thought is of the OCD person. So they tell you to set up mental boundaries to not egg that person on, to not make it, because then it makes it harder
to break that habit.
Break it, yeah, because it's not supposed to be there. It's wrong. It's abnormal. So they don't want you making their job harder, and they don't want you enabling the patient.
Yeah.
So they're you're not supposed to do that.
If you normalize or give it
normalize it, or yeah, just play along or do what the person is like, be accommodating to, I don't know, flip the person flipping the light on and off 10 or 20 times. I mean, it's like, you gotta kind of nip it in the butt.
So
yeah, you don't participate in the delusion. Is the standard of treatment?
Yeah, because I mean, it's a slippery slope. Like, first you get to the point where you can force people to say the, you know, the pronouns, then the made up pronouns.
And there's then, another psychological thing behind that too.
What would that be?
Well, words beget thoughts, and thoughts beget words. So by changing the words, you are literally changing your mind.
Yeah, they're trying to reframe your worldview, mm-hmm. basically.
So from Jordan Peterson's view as a psychologist, I think that's why he's against it, because words literally change your thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. Thoughts do have a big, well, words, they do have a effect on how we perceive the world and everything and how we put things together.
Yeah, so it's a good thing that you actually don't play along with the pronoun bullshit.
Yeah, plus I try to be pretty honest, like as honest as I can. So if it's something arbitrary to lie about, I don't really see that as good for me. And if they don't respect that, then, you know, I, that's fine, you know. Do you want to keep around people that are like, hey, you need to play along? You need to be coerced to play along? So
yeah, that's just...
Because even in that case of my friend, another mutual friend that I do still speak with fairly regularly, like every month or so, when he wanted to try and get all of us back together, that was one thing, is that now he said apparently my friend changed his mind about that and that he does require people to... to go with whatever.
So he was okay with it before, and now he's, no, I want people to play along.
I me and him, we had a long talk about it, like, you know, no ill feelings or anything, but that's just not me. The name thing, I don't know how to feel about the name thing, because I kind of see it as like a screen name, basically, like, yeah, that's fine. Call you by whatever name you want, but not gonna.
Yeah, because I don't call you he. I just call you Marshall. You don't call me she. You just call me Janet. Yeah. Or you don't go around calling people by their pronouns. You just call them by their name. So, but it's a funky situation for you because you knew these people before transitioning. So in your mind, that's the impression.
Yeah, that's it. When I'm a creature of habit, like even with like people I've played games with online in clans for a decade at least, they've gone through many different screen names, and I just still call them by whatever I met them under. So it's nothing personal or anything, and there's not really much ideology behind it. It's just, yeah, it's just habit. So
I would be so fucking annoying because, for me, because it's like these people just, they want the whole world to conform around their thing, and it's just. How do you do that? How do you, you know, you can't effectively do that perfectly. You know, there's just that expectation, and it's just, I don't know. It feels entitled.
I mean, it is. It's pretty entitled.
Just my.
I think part of it too is that, like, I know, like, the Christians kind of messed up with the whole gay thing. Like, some people said that the whole gay conversion therapy worked for them. But for the ones that didn't and got driven to suicide and shit like that, nobody wants to see anything like that again. So I think the backlash of that is basically what kind of pushed everybody into the mind state of, oh, we just need to go along with this. Because, you know, no one wants blood on their hands or anything.
Yeah.
So but I've heard that too. A lot end up getting suicidal and everything because they basically just... They throw a wrench in their, you know, the wheel of their life, so everything just stops and has to get reoriented again. So it's a bunch of chaos that they throw into the equation when they go down that route. But anyway, when he first came out about that whole thing, and he's like, "Yeah, if you guys want, you can ask questions." Me and my friend that I still do talk to now that I met through him, I think we were the only ones who were kind of saying, like, you know, is this a good idea for you or whatever. Uh-huh. And everyone else was just like, yeah, go for it or whatever. And we were more like cautious about it. Like, my friend framed it as he was having identity issues, and I think he got a little upset with him over that. And my whole thing was that I kept trying to remind him that if he goes down this route, then, you know, there's no way to go back, really. As far as I know, I don't think they can.
Was he wanting to, like, go
their penis or anything, all the way? So.
But okay, here's my question: it's like, because there is transvestite. That's like a, I don't know, it's just like kinky play. They don't want to be women. They just like to dress up. That's a thing. It's got nothing to do with gender identity. It's just a perk, you know? But so was he sure that maybe he just was even sure that maybe he could have just been a transvestite?
See,
but he's wanting to go all the way.
That's kind of something I brought up too. Like, I was getting into Buddhism at the time, and I like reading about like evolutionary psychology and stuff like that. And I always try to think about these things and kind of like a, why do we have the genes or the nature or the inclination or the intuition or whatever you want to call it? Why do we have the drive to do these things? And at a primitive level, it's really hard to even put an answer on, because I basically said that. I'm like, well, you know, if you did spend some time, you could try meditation if you didn't want to go this route, and maybe it could help you release an attachment to female clothes or whatever.
Or at least just clear your head so you get rid of all this.
And I realize that it sounds like I'm kind of diminishing it to them just being cross-dressers, but it's hard to really see what more it is, because if we were in a survival situation like humans, you know, 30,000 years ago, and someone just thinks that they're a woman, it wouldn't matter. Like, what everyone's wearing, like loincloths or leaves or something, and what are they going to say, that they want to wear the ones that the women wear, or which bush do I use, you know? it's just one of those things that couldn't exist back then, because, and even then the language is probably, you know, if we're back in the caveman days grunting, it's like, they're going to get upset about the wrong grunt. So it's one of those things, it's kind of hard when I try to kind of relate that way of thinking to. So
yeah,
it seems like it's all like social stuff. Like, they want everybody else to play along, and if you don't, then they just call you a Nazi or something stupid. So yeah, it's ridiculous. Like,
back in the day, people couldn't play those games. They had survival to think about. You know, they weren't gonna just accommodate. It was like, okay, well, you better get to doing something. Go cook. Go watch the babies. Then, if you're not gonna go hunt, so you're not gonna go kill something, you can fucking, you'll be useful in other ways.
Yeah, and even then, in like a small tribe situation, even if you're not gay or anything beyond, I guess, what they would call heteronormative, you could still just stay back and be useful to the tribe in other ways. So,
yep.
But with, at least in my friend's case, I remember he said that he got shamed for it at a young age, and he thinks that that had to do with why he didn't go that route. And
why he suppressed it.
Yeah. So, but that's the thing too. Like, at a young age, you are trying to teach the kid like what the cultural norms are. So if you try to like stir up all that, you're going to, you know, you better be damn sure that you want to subject them to being kind of like the oddball in the society. And I don't mean that in an insulty way, but if you're going to do something that's that out of the norm, be realistic about what that's going to look like and what that's going to bring you. So,
my guess, now that you brought up that there was some kind of trauma, it's like anytime there's trauma, there's like an aroused state, like fight or flight. So if he somehow meshed the two characteristics, to the two variables together, if he was wearing, like, I don't know, something girly, and then he got his ass beat for it, then he's gonna associate that with a state of arousal. You see what I'm saying? So anytime he sees that, now he's gonna be aroused. And I think that's what happens in a lot of, like, I don't know, fetishized situations. It's like, for some reason that maybe they don't remember, there was some kind of trigger there that reprogrammed them neurologically.
It makes me think of some of the porn, like, freaking the algorithm, they'll end up sending you something where it's like a humiliation thing where, I don't know, a woman likes to dress the guy up like a female and do all this abusive shit to him. Yeah. It's where, like, sometimes you can just see childhoods in porn.
I'm telling you, that's fucking high heels on.
So, I don't know, maybe I'm just being a dumbass here, but that could be the truth in what it looks like and what you're saying.
Yeah, it's It's crazy. It's crazy the way that shit will reprogram us, and we don't even realize it. We don't. You just grow up, and you're like, I don't know why I like to. I don't know why I like this. But it doesn't mean you want to be a woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And again, I don't care what they want to do. Just don't tax me for it.
That's basically it. Yeah. Hell yeah.
As long as, you know, they don't tax me for it, do whatever they want to do. If they want to, whatever. I don't really care as long as it doesn't violate the NAP in some way. But that's the thing, though. They don't stop there. It's, oh, okay, this guy got the wrong name. This guy got the wrong gender. And now you want to send the police after them. Because at least in the online dating world, that's another thing I wonder about, too. Is like, if I were just to explicitly say that on my profile, that, hey, I'm not into, you know, I'm only into to women.
Biological women.
Yeah, would they end up banning me or giving me a warning or something on my profile? Because I know nowadays the language has gotten so restrictive. Like,
really?
I had one profile that got flagged because I ended up saying something about rough play. So.
Wow. Dang.
You know, and that's all consenting and everything, you know? So.
Yeah. Marshall into some kinky stuff. But yeah, I'd be curious to know. I'd be curious to know in a couple of years where your friend is as far as figuring that out.
Yeah.
But because, I mean, like we said, all these people are having remorse about it. So.
And the people having remorse and stuff like that. Because I've seen a couple of videos where people talk about it on YouTube, and the division is in the fact that I guess they want to appear unified. Which, to like the layman mind and everything, that's important because most people don't really scratch that far in thinking. So I get it. But at the same time, I think you're kind of sacrificing the well-being of the kids and people that are in that situation and don't really know what they want to be up for if they go that route. So.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, it's a rough road to sign up for sure.
Now they have like this new thing, like fetishizing or whatever. So that's another thing that people tend to get upset about. So if they do find like some type of acceptance, the next thing is they're going to end up being worried about being fetishized. So do you want to?
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah. And the people also who were in the whole thing, like another thing I ended up hearing about in the whole trans regret thing. Some people are saying that the doctors should be held responsible for giving them experimental drugs. And I'm like, well, how fucking new is it to want to change sexes? You know, we're experimenting with an entire generation of people. So
yeah,
it's damned if you do, if you don't. Because if you deny it from them, that's considered hate speech, and they get all anti-corporate towards the insurance companies and that type of shit. But if you give it to them and it's something that no one really knows what's going to be the long-term effect of it, they're like, well, how did you guys not know? It's like, so, I don't know.
I imagine that their liability insurance probably can't. I mean, they have malpractice insurance, what it is. They're covered. They're not, it doesn't matter to them. But, I don't know. I think they would have some kind of waiver or something. It's like, okay, you understand that this is going to happen and that this is what you're signing up for. And then if the patient still wants it, there you go. But I don't think they can be sued. I mean, they can try to sue them for malpractice, but it's not going to come out of the doctor's pocket. So whatever. All this wokeness. All this crazy wokeness.
Crazy times we live in. Crazy times we live in. Crazy world.
So what's up with the guy that's getting all not wanting to date the woke women? Lawrence Fox, the poster boy.
Yeah, I read that article a couple weeks ago, and I mean, it's not surprising. For me at least, you know, it's kind of one of those things. Since if you're a minority or whatever, and you're not a leftist, you run into that issue too, knowing that statistically you're gonna have a hard time finding people that think the same way. Like, occasionally they'll get a little doubtful about some things, but at least when it comes to minorities are pretty quick to stomp out the stuff like basically the sex orientation, social stuff, social issues basically.
Yeah, they're more traditional.
Yeah, they're more traditional about that. So that has its ups and its downs, that you don't have to worry about kids getting confused about that because it'll get shut down. But the bad thing is, too, it goes to another extreme where, like, in Islam, they just throw gays off the rooftops. So you don't want that either.
Yeah, they kill them. Yeah.
Yeah, so you want, like, a happy, like, leave me the fuck alone middle ground, basically.
Yeah.
But
live and let live.
But anyway, yeah, that's another thing, too. It's kind of annoying to talk to girls that are, like, hyper woke. And,
yeah.
You know, and they're resentful. Like, a lot of feminists will try to say this, that they don't hate men, but at the same time, you never hear them talking about statistics that are unfavorable for men. So when they define it as seeking gender equality, it's hard to not just say that that's just bullshit. It's just a mask. Because the second they start talking, it's like, oh, you can see through the smoke screen pretty easily. Mm-hmm. So, like,
yeah, they're not going to go do any of the things that men do. They don't want equality. They want privilege. And they're already speaking from a point of privilege and they don't realize it.
Yeah.
It's like, do you realize how easy you would have it as a woman, a stay-at-home mom? I mean, you've got dishwashers, clothes washers, dryers. You don't have to do shit. You don't have to do any of that work. That's all done for you. All you have to do is make sure the house doesn't burn down, pretty much.
Yeah.
And your man is out there busting his ass
or something.
Yeah. Don't even jinx it.
So,
yeah, that's the worst sound in the world, is just silence.
That too, like,
too long, too suspiciously long.
And again, though, that's why it's kind of hard for me to really know what the hell people want when they bring up, like, social issues in terms of politics, because you're not really gonna change the way people think. You can probably just be, what's the word, reactionary, and make harsher sentences for things like that. But then there's other consequences for it. Like, men are cautious about going out on dates because the girl could get hoes remorse and end up saying that the dude raped her or something like that. Like, I forget his name. What's his name? Aziz Ansari or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, he was a case. He got caught into the Me Too thing, too, and apparently it was just the date didn't go well. So.
Yeah, I can't.
So, I don't know, like, as far as, like, women privilege, there's a lot of privileges women have, like, they have to worry about not winding up in a trunk or something if they go on the wrong date, but
that's, like, fucking, that's accountability, dude, before you even go out, girl. It's like, if shit goes wrong, you put yourself in that situation to, I mean, at least accept 50-50, you know, do your due diligence beforehand, get to know the dude in broad daylight, and fucking, you know, don't just meet up with the dude at a bar, just some random dude, and get drunk around him. It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in some shitty situations, and I'm not blame the dude entirely. I didn't. I was like, fuck, I fucked up, you know? It's not, I don't understand it. It's just lack of accountability. Self-accountability. Which is common with women because of the way little girls are brought up, like little princesses and everything. They're perfect and this and that. And it's that whole mentality just gets perpetuated into adulthood. So girls never learn to, like, look out for themselves because they don't have to because everyone's taking care of them.
I remember this girl I used to know who identified as a feminist. She told me when she was younger, she ended up taking a bath with her cousin. Like, the families would just bathe them together because it was easier.
Yeah, it's common.
And basically, she saw that the dude had a penis, and she didn't know what it was. So she's like, "I want one." So she started pulling on it. Ooh. She thought it was a toy. The kid starts crying, and they ended up, you know, having to deal with that whole thing. And I'm like, "Huh, this is an interesting, like, metaphor for feminism."
Yeah, that penis envy.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Freud came up with the term penis envy, and it's like, okay, well, now that's a political ideology.
Wow. Yeah, no, women want the prestige. Women want all the perks, but they don't want the responsibility.
Yeah, the whole equality cult and everything's supposed to be the same and we're all cogs in the communist machine, which is what it seems like their ideology always adds up to. Like, you know, not all leftists think that way. It's different shades of it, but at the end, that's kind of what the extremes always look like. So, I don't get that way of thinking. But, again, like you said, though, it's language. That's why corrupting language and stuff like that kind of also ends up corrupting thoughts, because the people are so disoriented because they can't communicate.
Yep.
And the second you step out of line, reported, flagged, fired. So
fucking fascists.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember I had a girl once tell me I was mansplaining after she asked me my opinion on something. Like, it's like, okay, well, whatever. This is a waste of time.
But it's like, what do you even do with that? I would just pretend like I don't know what that means. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if I want to engage them because, I don't know. It's just not worth being around.
Yeah.
Because even if you try to say, like, I don't know what that means, they'll just be like, oh, are you, what, do you live under a rock? And then they just get arrogant.
Arrogance plus
ignorance, it's not a fun combo to deal with people.
Yeah, it's a losing battle because they're surrounded by people who have that certain mindset, and it reinforces it, and
women are already highly agreeable, so
yeah. And in order to, if you you took that challenge on to change this person's mind, to correct the way of thinking, it would have to take 5 more of you at least, friends, for that girl to know, to like extract her from that group of people who are essentially brainwashing her, and then reprogram her by surrounding her with new ways of thinking.
I think
neurological.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it too, is the social factor. It changes too, especially now that ideology is such a issue. You know, I saw this study about, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but I remember seeing the study about recruiters, that they, basically when you apply for a job online, the recruiters kind of e-stalk you a little bit. So they'll start looking for your Facebook profile, your Twitter, all this other shit, so that they can get an idea of the person that they're going to hire, which is understandable. But the thing is, they end up viewing candidates who are across the aisle politically disfavorably or unfavorably, whatever the word would be. But they view them with some prejudice. So that's kind of a bad sign.
Yeah, but I don't know, because if it's a work environment that's already set in left-leaning, you know, dynamic
culture.
Yeah, then that person, by virtue of being around those people, is going to change. I mean, if they're thinking about it psychologically.
Well,
so
I guess where I was going with that basically, though, is that if you start straying away from the comfort of your own ideology, that's when it gets harder to go back to the same people, because they don't think the same, and you slowly get a different way of thinking about things.
Like, yeah, I guess they wouldn't want to introduce too many right-leaning, like if it's, you know, the opposing school of thought or whatever, they wouldn't want to introduce too many of those.
Well,
because then that would change the dynamic at work.
That, and yeah, I mean, the corporations are still going to focus on synergy. So if everyone's bickering over politics, it's kind of counterproductive. It's like, no one cares. Yeah. Just, you know, keep looking at the spreadsheets. You guys could be MAGA or use the wrong bathrooms all you want outside of work. That's probably how the corporations see it at most. So
but I always thought it was
what I'm getting at, though, is that it's kind of harder for those people. I think to some degree they're aware of that. That if they do start thinking differently, that they're going to end up getting shunned by their peer groups.
And oh yeah, they figure it out quickly.
So
yeah,
if you're like this one dude that this girl really likes a lot, she may end up like in a weird situation, because now she doesn't fit in with her friends anymore because she doesn't believe that Trump's going to end the world or something crazy. So
tell me about it. Fucking tell me about it. That's like all
in a different way too. Like if you're, I don't know, let's say you stray from Christianity and get into, what's another religion? Any religion. Like, let's say you start worshiping the Flying Spaghetti Monster or something like that. You know? So, it's just ideology.
Yeah, I mean, I'm there because I married a conservative, and I, by virtue of being around him more than everybody else, like all my friends on Facebook, all my family on Facebook, they're all leftists, they're all Democrats, they're all, and I'm like the black sheep of the
And you have to deal with the liberal arrogance of, oh, this is just silly
fucking.
things that Janet believes in, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, so I know it's one of those things. Like, it's there's that story from it's called what is it, the cave allegory or something? But basically,
Yeah.
Plato tells a story of these people that are chained in a way where they can only see shadows of the outside world, and somebody breaks free of the chains, and when they go back and he tries to tell everyone still in the cave about certain things. They,
What he saw.
yeah, he sounds like he's crazy. So,
Yep. That mob mentality.
yeah.
Can't beat the mobs, can't change them.
It's like if you tell people you can, you can taste with your balls.
Just gotta try it for yourself sometime, Marshall.
Gotta try it for yourself sometimes. And you may not know what to do with the information, but you know the truth now, though.
It was for science.
It's for science. So.
Well, we did learn something.
Yeah.
So speaking of mobs and mob mentalities, people in China and those mobs attracting all that coronavirus, are you worried about
Not really.
it?
I
Not
mean,
at all.
not really. I mean,
No.
thoughts and prayers for everyone that's been affected by it, but not really worried about it. I mean, there's been X amount of cases that, and potential cases that popped up in the United States, but I'm not worried about it. I don't think it's going to be like Walking Dead tier extinction event or anything like that. So,
Oh,
but
well,
it's
I went to
interesting to see how
Costco.
people are responding to it, like those poor doctors and stuff. I can only imagine what that's like, that especially in China. Can they even leave?
I think they've locked down what they believe was like the original town it was in, and yeah, I mean, I know that they're also rerouting the flights to specific airports. Like, if there's some coming here, they're immediately going to reroute those flights to like specific airports in the US, which none of them were like in the central states. It's like mostly on the coast.
Yeah, that's. I imagine they would probably be at the most popular airports in the country, you know, on the west, central, and eastern coast.
It's like San Francisco and I think Washington maybe, and a couple others in New York maybe.
So, what did they do? Are they just trying to set up the more. You said they're going to reroute flights, or they're going to reroute them to be scanned for, I guess,
Yeah,
tested for the virus?
they're scanning them, and I mean they're also contacting people that may have been affected, and like they keep a manifesto of all the flights and logs, and like when you go on a flight that you have to put down like all your information and where they can find you and all this. And I imagine that I never knew why, but I guess it's for shit like this so that they're able to like quickly contact everybody just in case anything happens or if the flight goes down, which I don't know how they're gonna find this shit, but to contact your family if you die or whatever. But yeah, they're taking some pretty proactive steps here, and I think we're better equipped to like handle it anyway. I mean,
In
we dealt
China.
with Ebola pretty good, pretty well. Yeah, than China.
Yeah, so.
But I was yeah, we're kind of we're a little anxious about it here because we have kids and stuff, and they say that the kids and like elderly and that their immunocompromised people are more likely to die from it and whatnot. So we're taking precaution. I mean,
But
I barely fucking leave the house aside to like go grocery shopping or maybe take the kids around the block or to the park and stuff. So I'm like, I'm not too paranoid about it as far as catching it, but
just wash your hands.
we still went ahead and like got some prepper shit for it, like filling up the. Stocking up the pantry and getting extra supplies and stuff. So.
Yeah, I mean,
Never hurts.
worst case scenario, you just don't have to go grocery shopping for a while, so.
Yeah, you minimize your exposure. much as you can.
Well, I was saying that if, you know, nothing happens, you just have a lot of food left, so.
Oh, yeah. I can eat my mistake. Yeah. Fuck that. Fuck it.
It's... So. Yeah, I don't know. There's always a virus scare every few years, so I guess that's probably why I'm just kind of desensitized to it. It's like, yeah. West Nile, Ebola, what was it?
Bird flu.
Remember the Zika virus? It was giving Zika. Everyone pointy heads.
Yep. I mean, that's a thing. But yeah. I mean, I think they actually found that it could be sexually transmitted. There was like a case of a husband that had it. The wife didn't have it, and then suddenly she had it.
Well,
it was like sexually transmitted.
Yeah, definitely.
But
if
they said previously, that,
if you can, it was just mosquitoes. And give it to them, then definitely. If you can bang them, they're definitely gonna catch it. So,
well, so that dude was super infected. But yeah, so it was the Zika and like bird flu and swine flu and all the fucking flus.
But the internet ended up pointing out that one of the companies. I don't know. You said you were reading about it, that there's a company that basically has, that they think that the virus was manufactured by some company, and that company has the same logo as the Umbrella Corp from Resident Evil.
Yep. It's like freaking identical.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a conspiracy going around tracing it back to one of the bio labs in China. I was like, what is going on when I saw that? But I didn't fact check it. I just came across it on Instagram. Just looking at the coronavirus tags.
So
right before bedtime.
Have you read anything about how it kills you? Like, I know it's like a flu, but is it?
Yeah, it basically
way to die, or do you just fall over dead?
Yeah, it's fucked up. If it advances far enough along, it'll affect your lungs, and you basically get like pneumonia. You have, you know, your lungs fill up with fluid, and you can't breathe, and you basically suffocate.
I better keep vaping to keep the corona out.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a pretty fucked up way to die. And the shitty thing is that, I mean, you don't know, you're asymptomatic for like 2 weeks until you start showing symptoms and all that, so.
Because yeah, I heard that people were just falling dead in the street in China, so that's why I was wondering if it's really, I don't know, if it's really a painful way to go, because if you're just on your daily commute and then you croak.
Well, they're like seizing and like twitching and all kinds of shit, so.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's
China's actually. China's been very, very tight-lipped about it. It's mostly like leaked. It's like leaked. What you're hearing is like a lot of the early stuff was leaked. Like they weren't going to say nothing because I think their culture is such that they like to. They try to save face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't try to... I mean, I guess it's a little bit like North Korea in that sense. But I also read another headline about it's going to affect the release of the next iPhone SE. Because all the manufacturing's over there and that shit shut the fuck down. So,
getting to the real issue.
Getting to the heart of the issue, the important shit.
Yeah, I don't.
We're not gonna. We're probably not gonna see any new iPhone.
I haven't used any any iPhones or.
But no, a lot of our shit is manufactured in China.
So yeah,
it's like, hold off on those Amazon orders.
Yeah, I have a friend who's doing that. Actually, he's not buying AliExpress. Anything from Amazon because he's worried about it. So.
No Amazon, no AliExpress, no eBay, none of that shit.
No Wish.
No Wish.
Saw this review. This guy got a graphics card from Wish. I think Wish was it Wish? Is that the website where you buy the points and then you can bid with the points and they have like little options?
I don't know.
Well, there's a website where people do that. They'll basically pay for X amount of points and they use the points to bid. And if you bid, you can buy the item for a very low amount. So it's kind of like a shell game, but you end up saving money. He ended up getting a video card from one of those sites, and once he actually looked at it, it was a mess. Like, it was I guess for the people that aren't like computer nerds, there's a company called Nvidia that makes graphics cards, and I think they're making other products too, like I forgot what their device is called, but it's similar to the Android boxes.
I think it's something
like that. But anyway, so this guy makes a video card that's supposed to be manufactured by this company called NVIDIA. And NVIDIA, their drivers can't even recognize the card because it's just a blatant fake. So,
fucking knockoff shit.
Yeah, just a knockoff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably a good idea to not buy anything made in China anymore. I can see it boosting.
It's like everything, though.
This is like going to be a boost for our economy, let me tell you.
Coronavirus bringing back jobs.
Hell yeah. Manufacturing, baby.
Speaking of logos, people are upset about the logo for the Space Force.
Oh, man.
So they're saying that it
late.
Looks.
What'd late. You say? Go ahead.
They're saying that it looks too much like a Starfleet Command insignia on Star Trek. I've never watched Star Trek. Like, I've tried to get into it, but I couldn't. I was a Star Wars nerd, but never really Star Trek.
But yeah, I wonder who they hired to do that, because that's like, that's pretty well known. that's walking a fine line.
I'm sure they knew what they were doing, which, even if they did, I thought that was pretty cool if they pulled from, like, some pop culture, something like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I thought that...
Like, smart marketing.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was kind of, like, a cool way to show, like, a nod to the franchise. Especially if you're into Star Trek, you think you'd be all over something like that. Hell, I would have loved it to be the, I don't know, the Republic symbol in Star Wars. That'd be epic. The nerd in me would have appreciated it. But I heard that Trump also had on their website that they were doing a voting thing for the insignia. So I don't know if they went ahead and went with what people voted and everybody voted that and now public's upset or what. I don't know the details on how we landed with that one. There's also been a little bit of backlash too about the Space Force is going to be using army camouflage.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it seems kind of like, why?
Why? They're so green out there.
Yeah, exactly. It's nothing.
Maybe it's just like a surplus supply of those.
There we go. It's being, being
budget friendly.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Less spending, so if that works.
Well, yeah. Keep our taxes low.
Amen to that. I'm curious to see what Trump's new tax plans for the middle class is going to look like. I'm pretty excited about that. That'd be so cool if he gets to lower taxes. He said he's going to try and release it in the next 90 days, so.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm hype about that.
Well, let's hope the impeachment shit doesn't drag on too much longer. Which, yeah, it can take a sounds long time. It sounds like they're going to take the high road and not call witnesses, because it's just not necessary. The fucking the Senate's case was, I mean, not the Senate, the House's case was weak. So weak. It's like they basically all repeated the same thing over and over, taking turns, just repeating the same fucking narrative, just boring people to death, but being very passionate about it. But they weren't saying anything new.
Orange man bad. No.
Orange man
orange
bad.
Man horrible.
For like 3 days.
Orange man supporters, deplorable orange people.
Yeah.
I tried to watch it. I watched for like maybe 30 minutes and the guy was just ranting on about this is the right thing to do. I'm like, well, that's not an argument. You know?
No.
He's not making a case for anything. He was just saying that, trying to prime everyone basically to say that, you know, if you want to do what's moral, then you have to do this. It's like, yeah, well, I mean, what the hell are you guys talking about? So
it's just more repetition and more brainwashing for whoever tunes in to listen to it, and it just reinforces that narrative. Yeah, but no, there's no constitutional offense. He didn't break the law. I mean, I've been listening to Ted Cruz's podcast, and he's like, there's no crime. It's within his right and his responsibility to investigate
candidates.
Yeah, to investigate crimes.
I haven't been following it that closely because I think it's just basically a power play by the Democrats. So I haven't been following it at all, really.
Pretty much.
My understanding was that he investigated Joe Biden for some Ukraine deal and found out that basically Biden's son did do something that was illegal, but they're going to end up impeaching Trump because he investigated them over it. So, which is weird because I've heard that Obama was, that stuff came out that Obama was, you know, trying to investigate the Trump campaign when he was going to be running. So, it's not just something that presidents have always done, but, you know, once the right starts doing it, then it's bad. Unacceptable.
Yeah. Pretty much. When the shoe's on the other foot, they don't like it.
Yeah.
But, they're going to acquit him. They're not, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, even people that are like, super, like even people suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, they don't even think that this is going to do anything. This is not going to put a dent in them. There's actually a left conspiracy a friend told me about that leftists are worried that this is a way to reduce the amount of campaigning that Bernie and Warren can do because they're senators. So
they have to be there.
They have to be there. So this is kind of hurting. It's not hurting Trump all that much.
Nope.
But it's going to hurt them as far as getting exposure. So this could end up helping, basically giving more space for Biden. So
it's hurting all of them except whoever that one guy is that's still running that nobody knows about. There's this one like random dude from I don't know where, like I don't even remember, but he's in there. He doesn't get any coverage like whatsoever. He's doing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of candidates this time around for the Democrats and. I don't remember all of them. Like, I tuned in. I see that they're shrinking, so.
Yep.
Did you hear that Gabbard's going to be suing Hillary for basically...
defamation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Saying that she was like a Russian asset or something, so.
Yeah, she was saying that. she's within her right to do it. But She's a bad bitch, yo. I like her a lot. If it weren't for some of her policies and her being a socialist, she's cool.
Yeah, she seemed like a cool person. I just think her policies, I don't agree with them. So
yeah, I don't. No. Which everybody.
Yang seemed, like, if I was still a leftist, I probably would be leaning towards Yang. Like, if I was still in the, you know, socialism works and we can get this utopia, I would definitely be voting for Yang if I still thought that way, but. I know that this is probably just going to be a shell game that's going to hurt the economy, if not cause inflation to do the whole UBI thing. So,
yeah, I mean, there's no shortcuts. You can't take any shortcuts, and he doesn't really have a very solid outline planned. And what I don't get is if they're trying to keep it under wraps because they don't want somebody else to like steal their idea or whatever for how to solve whatever the issue is, or if they just don't freaking have
one. They probably don't have it yet because they do all the campaigning and marketing stuff, so they probably don't have time to sit down and research it all.
So they're trying to sell you on a dream that they don't really know how they're going to execute.
Yeah, if you really wanted to do the whole $1,000 a month thing for everybody, just cut taxes. Just cut the hell out of taxes. So
that's right. Not every solution needs additional
steps.
You know, legislature. Sometimes you have to trim the fucking fat and take a step back. And yeah, cut some damn taxes.
Yeah. So whatever candidate would do that, that's who I'm behind. Whoever's for small government and less taxes.
Let me decide where to put my money. That's what was pissing me off about Obamacare. It's like,
yeah, Obamacare.
Had to have insurance.
Yeah, and if you couldn't afford it, you got penalized. So
yep,
that's government thinking for you, and you still don't get the insurance.
You still don't. Yeah, and having health insurance doesn't guarantee you're going to be healthy. It's like when are people going to understand that? I can understand if you're like. I don't know, you have some kind of genetic thing, but then your premiums are going to be higher anyway. But people seem to think that universal healthcare is an awesome thing. But it's like...
A lot of people just hear free healthcare and they think it sounds moral, but there's no such thing as free.
Yeah, there's no such thing as free.
Yeah, it's just someone else pays for it and you don't know who. And to you, it's just magically the government.
So. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. DFW Airport is now screening for coronavirus as of 1 hour ago. Yay.
So, basically.
Maybe it's just a precaution. Just prevention.
Yeah, I'm sure, like I said, if they try to reroute the flights, if that's what's going on, I would think they would probably just set up the larger airports with some means of detecting it and screening people. So they just send everybody that could potentially be a risk on those to get swooped up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep, early detection. Kind of like with testicular cancer. Early detection is the key.
And if not, you can always make meth.
Science, bitch.
Alright, so we're going to go ahead and wrap things up. So everybody that tuned in, we thank you for listening. If you'd like to support the podcast, give us a like and a subscribe. If you want to leave your thoughts, drop them on our YouTube, BitChute, or Facebook page. And we will speak to you guys again in the next episode.
Later.